Two climate activists were arrested this morning after blocking traffic on Rue Saint-Denis for over 2 hours. Just after 8 a.m., a group of protesters from Last Generation Canada entered the street just south of Montréal. Two of them stayed in the street for an action they say aimed to draw attention to the climate crisis and force the government to act.
I've been trying for 30 years, meeting with politicians, signing petitions, going to protests, trying to get the government to take the climate emergency seriously.
Michael Polanyi said he was pushed to act out of fear for the future that his children and grandchildren will inherit.
I have two sons. I started becoming concerned about climate change when they were born. They're now 30 years old and 27-year-old. I have a one-year-old grandson, and I read studies that say that if we continue to heat the planet like we're doing, upwards of 1 billion people will be either killed or displaced this century. So I think about my grandson's future, and I'm extremely concerned about the livability of the planet that he'll be on. Basically, the government is allowing billionaires and oil companies to destroy our children's future.
The Climate Action Group is best known in Montreal for blocking the Jacques Cartier Bridge last year. They say they're planning on 3 weeks of disruptions starting today, which will take place here in Montreal as well as in Ottawa. Protesters like Gillian Graham are using the shutdowns to demand the feds adopt a climate disaster protection agency, which she says would help the government respond to wildfires and floods that are growing more common as the climate changes.
I woke up sick to my stomach this morning hearing news of northern Alberta and northern Saskatchewan and northern Manitoba. There is no prevention for disasters and there is no protection from disasters. It's only when it's too late. Our government needs to start thinking before a disaster happens.
But it's not clear whether the protesters' message was heard, as commuters like Sébastien took the opportunity to vent their frustration.
These people want to go to work in the bus. They want to go to work. They don't take their car. Maybe they want to save the planet.
Of course.
Okay?
Félix-Antoine Marsan says he was just walking by when he saw the disruption. He told CKUT he thinks the protest is for a good cause, but disagrees with the means.
Avec des bonnes fins, il faut aussi des bons moyens. Surtout que actuellement, il bloque une rue où il y a des autobus qui passent, qui sont aussi pour certains un moyen de faire leur part écologique. Donc je comprendrais que ce soit par exemple sur une rue passante avec beaucoup de voitures ou sur une autoroute.
The SPVM say traffic is back to normal by 11:30. Spokesperson Julien Lévesque said the two protesters had been arrested and are still being detained. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bujal with the Local Journalism Initiative.